And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 29th of November. Today is International Jaguar Day. The jaguar is the only living member of the genus Panthera that is native to the Americas. They are the biggest cat species in the Americas and the third largest in the world. Jaguar's distinctively marked coat features pale yellow to tan colored fur covered by spots that transition to rosettes on the sides, although a melanistic black coat appears in some individuals. The jaguar's powerful bite allows them to pierce the shells of turtles and tortoises, and to employ an unusual killing method, they bite directly through the skull of mammalian prey between the ears to deliver a fateful blow to the brain. The modern jaguar's ancestors probably entered the Americas from Eurasia during the early Pleistocene via the land bridge that once spanned the Bering Strait. Today, the jaguar's range extends from the southwestern United States across Mexico and much of Central America, the Amazon rainforest, and south to Paraguay and northern Argentina. They inhabit a variety of forested and open terrains, but their preferred habitat is tropical and subtropical moist broadleaf forest, wetlands, and wooded regions. They are adept at swimming and are largely solitary, opportunistic, stalk and ambush apex predators. As a keystone species, they play an important role in stabilizing ecosystems and in regulating prey populations. The jaguar is threatened by habitat loss, habitat fragmentation, poaching for trade of body parts, and killings in human-wildlife conflict situations, particularly with ranchers. International Jaguar Day is celebrated annually on November 29th to raise awareness about the importance of jaguars and their conservation, and to draw attention to the need to conserve jaguar corridors and their habitats. Their population has decreased by 50% in the last 100 years. America's largest wild cat is an umbrella species for biodiversity conservation. Among the many voices that joined in this call for Jaguar Day was that of Dr. Alan Rabinowitz, known with respect and admiration as the Jaguar Man. Alan dedicated his life to the study and protection of jaguars and other big cats. And today is the birthday of Bronson Alcott, born on this day in 1799. Amos Bronson Alcott was an abolitionist and an advocate for women's rights. He made significant contributions to the world in two areas, education and diet. Alcott started his transition to vegetarianism in 1835 after reading the works of Pythagoras. He lived in a vegan household with his daughter, Louisa May Alcott, who grew up to write Little Women. His philosophies were based on the idea that humans are innately good. He believed, for example, that children are closest to perfection, while adults tend to become more corrupt with age, especially under the influence of industrialization and competition. He proposed that the duty of each individual was to try to regain the original purity that people are closest to at birth. He believed that a plant-based diet was important for restoring human purity. Alcott believed that meat corrupts the body and soul, and that the slaughter of animals was morally wrong. He also believed that raising animals for food was ecologically unsound. In an 1843 letter, Alcott wrote, "It is calculated that if no animal food were consumed, 1/4 of the land now used would suffice for human sustenance. And the extensive tracts of the country now appropriated to grazing, mowing, and other modes of animal provision could be cultivated by and for intelligent and affectionate human neighbors." And here's a reading for today from Psalm 104. "The trees of the Lord are well watered, the cedars of Lebanon that he planted. There the birds make their nests. The stork has its home in the junipers. The high mountains belong to the wild goats. The crags are a refuge for the hyrax. He made the moon to mark the seasons, and the sun knows when to go down. You bring darkness, it becomes night, and all the beasts of the forest prowl. The lions roar for their prey and seek their food from God. The sun rises and they steal away. They return and lie down in their dens. A portion of the 104th Psalm. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that animal agriculture is a waste of land.